Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Okay, mix number 9. Ready when you are, friend.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Halala Show, season 3, mix number
5, I want to see.
9. No, 5.
You heard? Well, when you said it right before we started recording, I heard 5.
Dude, so we release once a week, bro. It's already March, right? So you'd think, yeah, I mean, you said like 11 or 8, you know, I'd be like, oh, that's close enough.
Five.
February. Anyway, yeah, anyway, welcome to the Halala Show, ladies and gentlemen. If it's your first time here, shout out to you, new Leche fan. But let's give you a little bit of a rundown of what we do here on THHS.
Yep. We start with, you know, getting the episode number wrong.
Yes.
First and foremost.
And I end up correcting Rika G. Oh, that's Rika G, by the way.
Oh, yes. And that's JC. So. And then we move on to the Where You Been, wherein we talk about our lives.
Yeah. And a lot happened since we didn't release last week. We have a lot to catch up on and what happened in the lives of your favorite Halala Show host.
The only host.
And then we do the TTs, the trending topic. Today, we only have 2. We're talking about the Marcos documentary, The Kingmaker, which it's not a new documentary, but something big happened this week where now it's available for free. And we'll talk about that. And then we're also going to dabble a little bit. We're not going to go into the geopolitics of it, but of why people were loading up their cars last week yeah,
right before it happened.
Exactly. So there's a fuel hike, I think, almost everywhere. So those are the TTs. If you want to jump straight to those, if you want to skip our super interesting lives, okay, the timestamps are in the podcast description of this mix. Shall we start with Where You Been? Dude, sure. We gotta love it. It's been a while,
I know,
man.
It's been a while. It's 2 weeks.
2 weeks, man.
That is too much. That's too much of JC and Rika for you.
Yeah, okay? Too much, man. Like, damn, it was a... Do you want to go first? I'll go first. What's going on?
Sure. I mean, I can go first. Okay, I mean...
I'm recording remotely, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm in Pampanga.
He is in Austria. No, just kidding.
I'm a little bit of a nomad the last 2 weeks.
Oh.
I love it.
Look at you. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So let me start with... Okay. So last week... Okay, let me start with an interesting one. I went jogging at UP. By the way, it's already open for... You know, like runners and like bikerists and everything.
Okay.
Because there was a time that it was closed for a lot of people. And now you can like run there. Mm-hmm. Cooked some breakfast. And then after that, it was really fun. Because I also did like jump rope.
Oh, you still do that?
Yeah, and I didn't know that, you know, my legs could do that. Like, I have coordination with my arms and my hands and my legs. It's it's wonderful to discover that.
Lovely.
It's lovely. Worked out a bit, and then I watched a basketball game. I actually watched a couple. Yung parang sa friends ni R. So, they had a basketball game in Antipolo one time on Friday, and then the next Friday they had one in Commonwealth.
Uy, para ka sa ano? Anong movie yun? Kay Catherine.
Ah, She's Dating the Gangster.
Yun ba yun? Go, sexy love, sexy.
Ah, dapat pala yun yung ano ko.
Dapat yun.
Ano nga eh, nagko-courtside reporter nga ako sa gilid eh. Kunwari may nakakatapal. Elastoseal, tapal of the game.
Oh, Elastoseal, alam na.
Alam na.
It's been brought to you by
Elastoseal. Tapos, lagi kong pag mag-courtside reporter ako. Sabi ni coach, maging aggressive na sila sa quarter na to. Back to you, Boom.
Si Boom Gonzales.
Nasama ba si Boom? Si Boom. It's fun. It's fun. It's because like, well, our group of friends, they're pretty athletic and they're like, a lot of them are like basketball players. So talaga, like they've been playing basketball since like grade school and stuff. Mm. So parang fun panuurin, and I never really like watch yung mga kunwari sa friends or whatever.
Yeah.
So it was really
pick up
nice.
Basketball, pick up game. Pick up game or liga?
Pick up game.
Pick up game, okay.
Yeah. So it's pretty fun to watch. And, you know, I like watching basketball. Like I told you before, like I get entertained by basketball. It's just that I don't know how to play it, but yeah. I like watching it. Yeah. So a couple of games that I watched with R, and then, grabe, MVP! Ano, proud ako eh.
Nakailang shoot, nakailang shoot.
Ako lang, MVP ko. Wala naman sila mga ganun-ganun. It's like a game, you know, with friends. So anyway, what else happened? I was in 1C a lot. Oh, visited Decathlon. I had to buy cycling shorts because, like, cycling shorts with a pad, which, by the way, can I just tell you, if you ride a bike, it's okay. I know it's not nothing new, but for me, it's new for my butt because it's so, it's a game changer, dude. Like the padding is so helpful.
Nasa shorts mismo yung padding.
Yes, nasa shorts mismo yung padding. So I got one from Decathlon. It's inexpensive, really. Like not even like 700 pesos. I think it was 650 or something. Because I had to buy that because I had like a mini photo shoot with Esteban Cycling Club and they gave me a jersey to kind of wear and they would just take photos of me. So it was pretty nice. Thank you to ECC for, you know, giving me a jersey. And then, so I went to the Decathlon to buy cycling shorts, but I ended up buying a chair, like a camping chair.
That's the natural because, progression, right?
Right. A camping chair and an exercise band and a bunch more because you can't go out of Decathlon or True Value or Daiso without getting more. Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Right.
Lalo na Daiso, man.
Oh, lalo na Daiso kasi they have like 88 pesos there. I also bought a chair.
Paper, but then they have snacks too.
True. And they have like their own brand of detergent. Right?
Yeah. You need to wash your snacks. Right? After you wipe them with a tissue paper. You need all of that.
It's all in Daiso. I also bought a chair because I realized that whenever I have people over, they would just sit on the floor. And that's not, you know, as a hostess for the mostess.
Oh yeah.
That is not, you know, that is not ideal. So
don't have that in chair. Casa de Garcia, man.
I know. So I got one from our home and sobrang funny pa kasi, you know, when I bought the chair, they were asking me if I wanted them to like carry the chair and like parang ihatid nila ako sa car. But then I was like, you know, it's a bit awkward whenever you're just like, you know, walking with somebody and they're just carrying your shit. And I was also thinking, you know what? It's pretty light. So sabi ko, kaya ko naman, di ba? Mahirapan ba ako? Tapos sabi nila, oo, ma, mahirapan ka. Tapos binuhat ko. And I'm like, kaya ko to. Okay lang yan. Halfway through, I was like, what the fuck, big man?
Insta-regret is what they call that.
And remember, our home is in like the other side. It's in SM Mega Mall A and the basement too. So you kind of have to go through a lot. Sa B!
Bobo! Ang bobo! Parking naman sa A!
Igan talaga. Same day, I rode my bike and I tried Kuro. If you guys don't know, it's a new coffee place in White Plains. And it's like a really nice, like quaint coffee shop. Kumbaga parang medyo pick up and drop by kind of coffee shop, but they do have tables outside. So a lot of people actually, you know, sit there and like have coffee. You have to try their stuff, man. I tried their espresso tonic and I was pretty surprised that because, you know, I don't drink tonic because it has a lot of sugar in it, but maybe because I rode my bike after drinking that espresso tonic, which by the way has like a slice of orange, like a real orange. And it was so good. As in, nice. Sobrang refreshing. Yeah, it's so nice after a bike ride when it's hot outside. It's just the best.
Because diabetic, by the way, if it's your first time listening. Yeah. You're not wondering. Just,
yeah.
She's not a sugar hater. It'll kill her.
Yes, that is true. But you also have to try their ube latte. And apparently people drink it without the espresso, but I tried it with the espresso and it's actually really nice. Like, it blended with the ube very well. So you really have to try that. And their story is, it's really interesting because they were actually, the family actually had like, what do you call this? Like a bakery for 40 years. And because of the pandemic, they had to like close down and stuff. And then one of the kids in the family decided to like put up a coffee shop and at the same time sell the pastries that they've had for 40 years, that the recipes that they've had for 40 years. And now it's like a thing. Now it's dabomb.com. Well, it's been.
How do you think they passed that? Like, is that on a piece of paper? And then they just.
I don't know. Should I ask?
I'm just wondering. Like, I'm just curious, right? Because now with technology, right?
The family's still there. I feel like the original owner is still there. It's just that, you know, maybe they just needed like a revamp or something, or maybe possibly. Just like, to shake things up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, adjust to the times.
Yeah. So their Instagram handle is called Hello It's Kuro, KURO. And you have to try it out. They sell out, their chicken pies sell out really fast. And I've always wanted to try them, but I always end up, you know, like going there at like 5 p.m. and wala nang chicken pie. Their pianono is also really good. It's like a pastry that's rolled up and stuff. I've never
called really tried. Kuro because it's like black, like Japanese for black is Kuro.
I don't know. Maybe. Actually didn't. I got to talk to the owners. It's just that, you know, parang medyo paalis na rin ata ako nun. So, but they're really nice. So yeah, shout out to Kuro.
Shout out.
And please try the espresso tonic. It is so good. Went to a, what do you call that? Like a packaging warehouse, you know, where you can buy like, bottles and like you know
where we went before
boxes
or no?
And stuff. No, it's a different one.
Mas malaki.
Yeah, because I have another project coming up. And
oh shit!
I just wanted to like check things out. Not just
entrepreneur,
me.
You.
Anyway, no, but like, and you know, it's just like a little thing that you know, just to well, I don't know, it's just shake things up. So we went there, and it was in like a warehouse, like a random building in Sire Mundo. And you never really thought of like places like that. Yung parang may isip mo na parang those cupcake holders that you see in malls. Na parang isipin mo, oh, ano, saan sila nakakakuha ng ganon? And then when we went there and I'm like, oh, so this is where they produce all of these shit. So it's like a random, like dilapidated building. But when you go in, it's like packaging heaven. And they have everything there. They have stamps. They have cardboards.
Egg trays.
You know, egg trays have everything. Damn, everything trays, that you can think of that you can find in a restaurant or in a shop, it is there. And they can print
two
it
paper
for you.
Holders.
It for you. Paper. Yes. That's you know, like those coffee cup holders.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the ones where you can hold it and then it fits two cups.
Yeah. Everything. And super interesting. And then what else? So went on a bike ride Saturday morning. You know, we had like a little shoot with ECC. At first we wanted to go to Hatch and Pullman. I don't know if you know that, but it's a coffee shop in Taguig. And they have a really nice coffee shop. It's in a village, but it's still accessible from the main road from Taguig. And then it's actually like a glass house type of thing. Unfortunately, it was closed when we went there. We tried to go to the alley at Caravan to take more photos, but they were also closed. So we ended up having coffee and Yardstick. And it was pretty cool. I had a latte. Shout out to Jay and shout out to Dan of Esteban Cycling Club and Yardstick. They're pretty cool. I met their dachshund called Bonsai. Her name is Bonsai. So super cute. Cool. And then whenever you try to like carry her, she would back up. It's so fascinating to me that dogs can back up. Can like, you know.
Hey, why? Why is that fascinating to you?
I don't know why.
And not you know judging. How, I'm just wondering.
I don't know why. And you know how fascinated I am also with like pooping dogs.
Yeah, I love watching their guilty look.
Right? Yeah, yeah. I like seeing dogs that are pooping. Okay. Anyway. And then Sunday happened. It was just, you know, a full day at 1C. But that's it. Finn,
damn. I think you caught up pretty fast. I thought you'd have more. Well, I guess you did a lot. Okay, I'll go. Dude, I did a lot, man.
Dude.
So I went, so last week, I mean, the reason why we weren't able to record, it's on me. I was in Quezon province, dude. I was on a shoot. It's some tourism video. I'll let you guys know like when it actually comes out so that, you know, you guys can watch it, but it's really cool. So we got to explore, we went to Cagbalete Island, really quiet place. If you've ever been to Cagbalete Island, like that place is quiet. It is, like it's like there's no electricity until like 6 p.m. So it's a secluded island getaway. If you're looking for a place to disconnect, you know how they always say, I gotta disconnect. That's where you should go, man. Cagbalete Island. Then I tried a little bit of kite boarding. Have you ever?
Just a little bit.
Like I didn't even get on the board because you need to do like 8 to 9 hours of like coursework for you to actually be able to do it safely. So we didn't have that much time during the shoot because it was really like next, like tuloy-tuloy yung shoot namin. We had to go to different locations and stuff. So I only got to do like the basics, but just flying the kite, it's so strong, man. And mahina pa yung ano yung hangin nun, eh? Like the wind conditions weren't ideal, but we still flew the kite. Dude, it's so crazy. Like you're moving this flying big ass kite in the sky. You're in the water and you have like this handle, parang siyang handlebar, like you know, like on a roller coaster, right? You hold onto a handlebar and you turn left and right with it, and it really moves wherever you go.
Is this different with parasailing?
I'm pretty sure it's different. I don't know the exact differences, but yeah, for sure it's different because I've never, like parasailing, I think is the kite or like the thing that propels you is on the actual board, I think.
Okay.
Di ba parasailing parang nakadugtong
yung nakalipad ka?
Hindi, nakadugtong yung ano. I think, I'm not really sure. Basta iba siya. Yeah. I know iba siya. So I got to try a little bit of that. You would love the instructor, man. He's like a 6'3". He's like half Persian. Dude, he looked like a model. Like a sexy, you know, like washboard ad. But he also has that carefree, I'm an island boy kind of vibe. And he can speak Tagalog. Ang galing, I mean, his Tagalog is better than mine because he grew up here. Grabe. I was like, damn, this guy's so fucking hot, bro. after Cagbalete.
He's just appreciating God's beauty.
Yeah. Cagbalete, dumerecho kami sa this place called Tayabas.
Mm-hmm.
So there was some good food there. We tried all the staples. Lukban, longanisa lukban, pancit hubhub. And there's this cassava cake that they're known for. It's called budin. It's cassava cake, but I think it's just a different recipe there. Really good as well. And also a lot of the shoot was done in Lukban. So we saw the Lukban church. So I didn't really have the time to explore on my own. It was really just shooting like tuloy-tuloy. It was 4 days, but it really made me show like, dude, I really want to go to Quezon like on my own terms. So I have all the free time. I think it'll take you like, I mean, ang laki ng Quezon, diba? It's like, it's really big. But to really do all the shit there, I'd probably need like a week, maybe 6, 7 to 8 or 9 days.
I mean, I went to school like 2 hours away from Quezon and I still haven't, you know.
Explored it all.
Mm-hmm. It's such an interesting place.
Yeah. And I mean, it's really, because it's province, it's affordable, like super affordable. I met someone sa shoot, like parang naging semi-co-host ko siya. Yung renta nga ₱800 pare.
What do you mean?
Her rent, where she stays, ₱800 a month.
No.
I kid you not. I mean, I didn't see it. So, I don't know what it looks like, but ₱800, man.
Damn.
Can't go wrong, man.
Okay.
Wrong.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So, after that, you know, I came back to Manila. I watched Netflix, shout out to Netflix PH. They sent me an early screener of The Adam Project with Ryan Reynolds.
Ooh.
It's already out now. And I posted a like what I thought about it on Instagram. But of course, people, you know, thought that since Netflix gave me a thing, I was just, you know, bullshitting my what I said. But it's true. I actually really enjoyed that movie. It's a time travel movie-ish where Ryan Reynolds goes back in time and he meets his 12-year-old self. And so there's like shenanigans. And it's he has to fix something in the past. You know how time travel movies work, right? So that movie, I highly recommend it. If you're looking for a fun movie to watch, ganda ng CGI, ganda ng effects, and ganda ng, like, the choreography, the fight choreography. It's really dope. So I did that. And I just spent a couple days in Manila. I've been doing a lot of voiceover work from home. And that's really nice. I do some like YouTube VO shit. Have you ever tried Upwork?
You told me about it.
Yeah, Upwork is a great place, like a resource to try to find side gigs. Like not just for voiceovers. If you are a freelancer and you have talent, I learned about it from Nikki, one of our former coworkers, to RX. And she said, "Yeah, you can do voiceover work." So I've landed like two projects through them, and I landed a few through Facebook. So I'm really happy about that. And then I went to Pampanga because my mom is going back to Tokyo soon. So I figured I should, visit her. And when I came here, bro, I found out that they bought a new car.
Oh,
yeah, dude, they bought the Ford Explorer. And man, that thing is like, you know, the cars that like presidents ride. It's not exactly like, I'm sure the ones that the presidents ride are more high tech and whatever.
Yeah.
But the big black SUV. That is just, you know, that you see with the big ass wheels. Dude, this car, I've never been inside a car like this before. It has incredible features, man. And I'm not hard selling Ford. I'm just saying, like, there are lights where they're not, you know, usually lights. Like, there's lights on the door handle and shit. And you can change the color of the lights, too. Like, it's, like, themed. You can change. You can adjust the.
It's a gaming car.
It's fucking a gaming car. Yeah, it's insane. The features on this thing and like the side mirror. You know how diba's a side mirror. You cannot see cars right next to you sometimes because there's a blind spot. These side mirrors have like a light indicator that shows that there's a car next. It's fucking ridiculous.
Dude, it's in the future.
So I was so shook. I was like, "Damn, you guys bought a new car." So I've never ridden in a car. It's like a living room when you're in there. It feels like you're flying first class in a.
Damn.
Yeah, man. I was so shocked. Like I try to drive. It's so fucking heavy and big, but it's smooth. Anyway, so I found, you know, that was a cool, something cool to come home to. And then I did a couple cool things today or last night, I went out to meet some homies here in Pampanga. And we went to this place called Rob's Gastro Pub. So if anyone's from Angeles, I'm sure you might know this place because it's really the only place to kind of hang out for like yuppies. Yuppies.
Yuppies!
Yuppies! Daming tao, tangina. Like, legit. Like, it feels like a 2016 party in Black Market on a Wednesday night.
No way.
Yeah, you ever go to Black Market? No.
I've never been to Black Market.
Okay, it's like early night. It's like early night in 2018.
But I get it. I get it.
When everyone's done with college exams. Like that is...
Jeez.
Dude, it was so packed. It was so many fucking people. It was insane. And then earlier today, I went to Calidad Coffee. And I know you went there.
Yeah.
And Rika told me to try their guava and cheese puff pastries. Really good. It reminds me of this place called Porto's in LA.
Mm-hmm.
So, but in Porto's, because they have guava and cheese in the same pastry. But it tastes like the same. Really, like, highly recommend. And their coffee. Wait, what coffee did you get when you went? Do you remember?
I got a flat white and an iced Americano.
Okay. I got their Calidad signature latte or whatever it's called.
Yeah, I tried that too. I mean, like, the people I was with. Wait, what's the grammar? What's the correct grammar?
The people that why was with.
I don't know. The whiz was I.
The people you were with.
The people I were with. That does not sound nice.
No,
that
the people not... you were with. The people you were with. Okay.
They tried the Calidad signature coffee thing.
Set up ng ano cream
and nila. I sipped
It's like a weird cream. Like, I've never tasted that, like, cream. I mean, it's weird. It's like a... I don't know why in my mind. It's like,
good.
This tastes like what I imagine goat milk to taste like, even though I'm sure it's not goat milk.
Like when you're sucking from the tip.
The teat of the goat.
I thought even teat. The teat.
Well, what's the difference between teat and tit?
I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I feel like they invented, like, people started calling it the tip because of teat, right?
I feel like it's the opposite. I feel like tit is so abrasive of a word, you know? Like, it's so true. Aggressive. Like, look at that goat's tits. Right? But now you're like, oh, look at the goat's teats. It's a little bit lighter.
It's like cute. It's like when you say putotoy.
Oh, diba? Diba? Titi ang bastos eh. Pero putotoy, okay lang.
Okay lang yung putotoy. How come it is like that? It's so weird.
I don't know. It's just, you know, maybe. Well, I was going to say more syllables, but same lang. I mean. But anyway, so yeah, the cream whatever for that was so good. And I tried their espresso. I can't really tell the difference between espressos. I'm sure you can now since you probably consume so much coffee. But I really can't tell the difference. But it was okay. It was good too. Mm-hmm. But the highlight, I mean, besides the coffee, most people go there, I'm sure, because of the aesthetic. And this is in Angeles pala. Angeles, Pampanga. So if you ever you head to Pampanga and you're in the area, just search for Calidad, K-A-L-I-D-A-D. And I think on Instagram, they're Calidad Coffee. And then I just had dinner before coming home to record here with you at this place called Ollie's Burger, O-L-L-I-E-S. Ooh. First time ko doon, it's sarap, ah. It's nice. And it's right outside of our village here. I've never been. So, and then tomorrow, so I don't know what's going to happen yet moving forward, but tomorrow, pupunta ako sa Baguio with my stepdad.
Wow. Yeah,
in the fucking Ford Explorer. And he's driving, man. So I'm just going to sit and feel
relax.
Like a king. Oh, yeah. Yes, 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 indeed. But yeah, that's kind of like my 2 weeks compressed. I'm sure there's a lot more I'll talk about next week about Baguio and whatever. And I've been getting some hostings, by the way, which is nice. I'm getting some hostings coming in. So I'm going to have a few hostings next week. So I'll share that as well. So shall we start with the TTs then?
Yeah.
All right. Wapow. Oh, by the way, before we go to TTs, also, you know, in case you made it this far and you're like, should I keep listening? Right? Did we get bored by the teats of the goats? We're going to discuss a question because we forgot to tease it earlier. I forgot to tease it earlier. A question that you found where? TikTok?
I found it on Complex Instagram.
Complex Instagram asking, in the whole world, do you think there are more doors or wheels? And we actually posted this on the Halal Show Leche Fam Facebook group.
You know, it's the kind of intellectual
discussion. Dude, it really makes you fucking think, man.
Right?
It's for the Wordle generation, I think. Right? If you like Wordle, you'll probably be into it. So we'll discuss that also towards the end of the mix. But let's do the TTs. Wapow, once again, sorry. Let's start with the Kingmaker documentary.
Okay. So the Kingmaker documentary is finally available for free. Yeah. So actually, I haven't watched it because, well, first of all, before, you know, you kind of have to like subscribe to something so that you can watch it. Mm-hmm. They made it really interesting, honestly. Mm-hmm. And they have a lot of footage of Imelda Marcos saying a bunch of whack stuff. And I think that's the, you know, that's the point. That's really the point. So apparently it is free in I Want TFC and let me see. There. I Want TFC.
By the way, this was directed by Lauren Greenfield, who, in case you didn't know, she's an American artist, documentary photographer, and documentary filmmaker. It is from Wikipedia, so take it for what it is. She's published 4 photographic monographs. I don't even know what that is, but it sounds like something that a documentary maker would do. What's a monograph? Yeah. And directed 4 documentary features and has produced 4. I'm just saying, right? Like, in my whole life, I will never make one, a monograph. So this, you know, this is coming from someone who has a lot of talent in, I guess, this whole world. So it's Lauren Greenfield. Anyway, continue.
Yeah, and apparently, according to Greenfield, this is a quote from her. We need to remember the past. We need to understand history and we need to be informed because, as we talked about before, these things happen little by little and you don't always see the big picture. Mm-hmm. And there's a there's a, just to get you guys interested or hooked, there was a line by Bongbong Marcos, and he was running for vice president at this time. That line says, campaigns are fun except for the candidate. Dealing with the public is a chore. As a public servant. I mean, it kind of makes you think.
Respect my opinion.
No, it's just for me, it just kind of makes you think.
Nakita mo yun if someone made a ano, may parang post na, oy, may BBM burger. Tapos pag unang kagat mo, yung unang sasabihin mo, oy, respect my opinion. But okay, according to Rappler, by the way, so a little synopsis. The almost two-hour film chronicles the start of Imelda and Ferdinand Marcos's relationship, her influence on the late dictator during the Marcos regime, martial law, EDSA revolution, the exile of the Marcoses, and their return to the Philippines where they aim for a political comeback. So very relevant to, well, obviously, Bongbong Marcos running for president, but just, you know, just a little insight into a crazy time, I would call it, in Philippine history. So that's
it's just a little crazy to me, right? That, you know, I don't know. I don't know what, because whenever I bring up these things in my head, only in my head, na parang, I don't know what these, what the solution is though. But for me, it's kind of a red flag, you know, that somebody in the family of a dictator, of a former dictator, of a country is now running for public office. It's just, I feel like it's a red flag. It's just that I need more proof and reason, but I know the proof. I know that it should be a red flag, but obviously that is not someone I want running a country.
Right.
I mean, it's just that maybe feeling ko to have a conversation with someone, I feel like, I don't know.
Well, this will give more insight into.
But I do know. Na parang, obviously, especially with what they've been doing and the lies, and especially how they've been acting, what do you call this? Like in the debates, so whenever there should be, they should be present, you know, not there.
Right.
So,
but also just a, you know, on the other side of things, do remember that almost every piece of work, like a documentary, for example, does have bias.
Of course.
Right. It has bias. Of course. Right. There's always an agenda. Usually there's always an agenda. It's, it's almost impossible to be completely neutral. And obviously this film is pushing an agenda. So it's really up to you. If you want to, you know, if you believe in, you know, if you kind of want to ride along with the agenda that it's pushing, because, you know, we're not telling you that this is, you know, this is true or this is right. You got to make that up. You know, you got to, if you look at the facts, if you believe that these are actual facts being presented to you. Well, no, I just had to, you know, to disclaimer now, we have to say that, right? We
can't just say,
this is, this is fact, this is truth. We can't say that.
Of course. But I mean, I just want us to have like, especially the Leche fans. And whenever, let's say we do bring it up in our page or in our group, that we have a healthy conversation.
Yeah, you know.
So, you know, just to be informed and presented with all sides.
Yeah. So you can find ways to watch it. Just go check it out. I mean, you can even go check Lauren Greenfield's Twitter to kind of just see where it is. I think it's also on Vimeo where, so like Vimeo is like, it's like YouTube, but the black web, the dark web. you can literally find like videos on Vimeo that are like not, not like illegal stuff, but like videos that you can't find on YouTube. Sometimes you can find them on Vimeo.
It's
like, how often do you go on Vimeo? I never go on Vimeo unless
I remember going on Vimeo a lot before.
For what?
To watch like wedding videos. Like,
oh yeah,
like,
yeah. SDEs.
Diba? SDEs.
Yeah, I think they're not as strict with copyright music kasi. Yes. I think. Okay. So anyway, any more you want to say about The Kingmaker? I watched it. I watched it. You haven't seen it yet, but I watched it. And for me, it's like it really brings to light a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you just gotta watch
especially
it.
Especially at this time. We are how many days away?
Lapit na. Lapit na.
Gosh.
Yeah, lapit na. Okay. Wapow.
Wapow.
All right, let's talk about the fuel price hike that is expected. Well, it's kind of gone up already, but there is supposedly, according to this article from Inquirer.net, released just a couple hours ago, earlier this morning on a Sunday evening, double digit fuel price hike is expected this week. So I'll just read verbatim. Filipinos can expect a epic is the word they use, Rikuchi, epic spike in local fuel pump prices in a few days as fears of a major petroleum supply crunch sent prices to a global high of $139 a barrel. So I'm not really familiar with the economics of fuel, but I guess there's like a singular price, kind of like Bitcoin, right? Like when Bitcoin has only one price. So when the price of Bitcoin goes up, then it affects everything else. So in the same sense, from my understanding is there is a global price and it's going to hit $139 a barrel, which I don't know. Like I've never seen like what's a high number, but I'm guessing that's a high number, right?
Yeah, I'm guessing too. So I mean, like, and it affects everything. I mean, personally, like in a really small scale, I didn't know that it would affect, you know, things moving around that much because, you know, a couple of our suppliers already told us that there's going to be a price hike.
There you go.
You know, and it's such a small scale, like it's such a personal thing, but parang
it's a trickle-down effect.
Mapapaisip pa na, damn, I am affected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're like, because even if, let's say you don't drive a car, like a lot of people don't drive cars, but they're like, it still affects businesses, operations, and whatnot. So yeah, I totally get where you're coming from because it really affects everything. It goes down from, you start from gas prices and it goes to, let's say deliveries and whatever, transportation, et cetera, it affects public transportation and whatnot. And according to this article, they expected to translate to an increase of between 11.75 pesos and 11.95 pesos for diesel, yeah, diesel, 6.9 to 7.2 per liter for gasoline and 9.7 to 9.8 pesos per liter of kerosene. I don't know what is kerosene used for? Like for burning houses. No, I'm just wondering, like, what do you use kerosene for? I know diesel, I know gasoline, but I mean,
is that the one that we use for like when we cook?
Well, right? There we go. So barbecue will get more expensive, right? I mean,
probably, dude. Yeah. You know what? That's also the reason why I haven't been going out a lot. Like, I haven't been.
Yeah, let me read your message to me. Because we were supposed to, Rika messaged me. I'll read it to you very. JC, I'm ready anytime to record. I'm just at home because the gas prices are, what's the word you
whack.
Use? In capital letters.
It's whack.
WHACK. If you want more, you can look into it because we can't delve. We're not experts on the whatever. But according to this article, once again on Inquirer, the sharp increase in diesel prices is due to the bigger demand for this fuel compared to gasoline in the Asian spot market. I have no idea what that means, but just to sound legit. While oil prices are beginning to slowly decline to $110 per barrel, the soaring energy costs could raise inflation and hobble the country's COVID-19 recovery. So yeah, like it really just does affect everything.
Everybody. Yeah.
Well, there we go. I mean, did you fill up your car or no?
No, I did not. I forgot. I mean, it was too busy. And then, I did fill up my car. I know I am taking my bike and I've been walking a lot, but I did gas up with these prices. And I'm like, damn. I thought, because before, whenever I would gas up, like, let's say 1,000 pesos, it would be already half. And this time around, it's not even like, it's just like 1/4.
Yeah. I got to ask, what kind of gas loader are you? Are you the get it to empty, like the light is on? Or are you at halfway, you always got to fill up? There are people
It's get it to empty. And it's not that I want it to be that way. It's just that I don't have money for gas, dude.
I like to test my gangster. That's why. It's I like to see the light go on and I feel my balls cramp up a little bit. They go into my stomach. Hoping like, shit, is there a gas station nearby? I turn off the AC. I turn off the AC. I drive like
kapag medyo may ahon, pag may ahon medyo papatay mo AC.
Yeah, man. So anyway, load up your car. I mean, not financial advice, but it seems like a good time to load up your car as soon as possible. And wapow. All right. Before we end the mix today, we have to discuss something. We don't have a name for this segment, but I guess it's a good, it's a random discussion. Reddit. Random Reddit.
Random Reddit. It's probably on Reddit, right?
Probably, 100%. What is the question exactly?
Do you think there are more doors than wheels in this world?
Yeah. And at first, you're like, you got to think, right? I mean, right. Okay, what did you did you already have an answer?
I have an answer. Okay. So I feel like there are more doors in this world than wheels because let's say, okay, just looking at like the major things like a car and a home.
Okay.
In a car, there are only a number of doors. There are only a number of wheels that you can put.
Okay.
Because the max is 4.
Oh, right? Go on.
And then for me, like in a house, even though let's say they have like a set number of doors in it, mm-hmm. you can still have a partition and have another door.
Mm, so you count partitions as a full
door. No. And then they put a door there. Oh, okay. And then there are also compartment doors. There are cabinet doors and other kinds of doors, right? But then again, what if a chair has also 4 wheels, you know, like your gaming chair and your office chairs?
Yeah.
So I'm kind of torn right now, but I'm kind of sticking with there are more doors than wheels.
Okay. Let's read some of the Leche fans on Facebook who agreed with you. So Litratistang Runner says doors because apart sa apartment niya, apat yung doors. Assume natin na ang bawat bahay may apat na pintuan. Tapos ang mga sasakyan, may doors din. So, dagdag sa bilang ng doors. Kahit sabihin natin na mas marami ang sasakyan kaysa sa bahay, wala naman wheels ang mga bahay. So, doors pa rin. Which makes sense. I get the reasoning. Darian says also doors because a hinged, sliding, or revolving barrier at the entrance of a building room makes up a lot. Wheel is a circular object that revolves on an axle. It is fixed below a vehicle or other object to enable to move around the ground. So her answer is door.
Mm.
Me, I really went on a deep dive. I really thought about this for like 2 hours. Like when I saw the question on the Facebook group, like I started thinking, I was like, my obvious answer was doors. Because for the same reason, like, you know, in my house, like in the house alone, if you have only one car, you have, if you have a big house, not in Manila, but here in Pampanga, my mom's house, there are more doors to the CR, doors to whatever. But then I saw a comment from Francis who says, wheels, toys and vehicle production palang ang dami na. And I'm thinking, toy cars, man?
True.
Do you know how many toy cars there are?
Yeah, that is true. In the universe?
Like Hot Wheels?
Yeah, it kind of makes you think.
Dude, it makes you think. And then you have to like, okay, so sabihin natin, sa mga kotse, a normal sedan has 4 doors and 4 wheels. But there are coupes, which only have 2 doors, but still need 4 wheels. There are 16-wheelers, which only have 2 doors. Unless you count the doors in the back of the thing. It's still only 4 doors versus, I don't know, like 16 wheels. Right? So that's already a 4 times. So in terms of all the cars in the world, you're already at a net positive for wheels. Then you add in all the other wheels, like the wheels on the trolley, the wheels on... Yeah, like the wheels on the bus go around there. No, the wheels, there's wheels like on things
that's a thing because there can only be a number of wheels, let's say in a vehicle or let's say in a chair. You can only put like a number of wheels there.
Right.
And when it comes to a space, you can put an infinite number of doors in it.
But technically you could put an infinite number of wheels, bro.
You know, but people don't.
No, but right? I'm just okay because the my argument now because I really was like on doors and then I was like, you know what, man, wheels are you can find wheels on smaller things, like there are smaller wheels on like let's say toy cars, their doors don't really work, so technically those aren't doors unless you have like those 1-to-1 or like, you know, the scale models where you can actually open the doors if you count those. But like I said, that argument is car in terms of cars, wheels, lamang yung wheels. Like,
okay, I kind of get your point because I feel like wheels are produced, like, you know, they're manufactured even if they're not needed.
Exactly.
And I feel like doors are only produced when...
For use.
For use.
Yeah, like who makes a door? I mean, like who makes a door and doesn't use it, right? But wheels, like
people like have to replace their wheels.
And I think, you know, wheels are cheaper to produce, like overall. I don't know.
But then again, what kind of wheels?
No, but just,
because they're like,
yeah, well, like all the like the wheels on the chair, right? The wheels on your office chair, usually like it's like 5 or 6, right? I don't know, like the ones that look like a spider, like, you know what I'm talking about, right? But the company that produces those wheels, I'm sure, has excess, you know, mga defective wheels, but they're still wheels.
But you could also, like, let's say when a door gets wrecked, it's still a door, right? Like when you don't use a door.
I don't know.
When you take it out, it's still a door.
I know. I don't know.
But it's so rare that you replace a door. Unless, you know, like firemen go through it.
Okay, like exactly, exactly. So that's what I'm saying. So if we're going to count defective doors as still full, you know, you're counting as a full door.
Right.
Wheels are, I think, in higher production. And yeah. Like you said, yeah. Doors are not, there's not as high of a turnover for doors. Because
exactly.
I'm sure in your house, how many times have you replaced a door?
Compared but how many times have you replaced a wheel?
More. Yeah. More. So I really think there are more wheels. Like I've fully on the wheels wagon.
Also, when you break a door, let's say you break a door in half, or like the you know, the firemen break the door and it's like shattered, it's not a door anymore.
Well, yeah. So that's why if it breaks, like if it doesn't function. Because, okay, so if you break a door in half, right? And I showed it to you. I'd say, Rika, what is this? You'd be like, that's trash.
Right.
But if I showed you my wheel that had my paco, like there was a nail in it. If I showed you, you'd still say that's a wheel.
Right.
Right? You wouldn't be like, that's trash.
Oh, you know what? Also, I feel like you can also consider right? Like the wheels in your watch.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a wheel, right?
That's what I'm saying. The cogs in the fucking watch, bro. Like, I didn't even think about that. But there's so many little tiny moving parts.
Yeah.
Wheels that are just everywhere.
Exactly. And like hamster wheels.
Right? Okay. So now I ask you, now that this has kind of been
okay,
you still stand by doors?
No. You know what? I was still in a limbo anyway.
Okay.
But...
I mean, you don't have to pick a side right now, but like, what are you leaning? Still leaning?
I feel like there are more wheels in this world, but I feel like
because from like, in the everyday
cabinet
life,
doors, yeah, like cabinet doors.
It's really a behind the scenes thing, right? It's the wheels that you don't see, is what I'm saying.
But there are also doors that you don't see, right?
Yeah, but like my argument is like you said, doors are usually only produced and then they're used. Like,
also,
I feel like there's a more of a finite number than there are.
Okay.
Like, I feel like there are infinite number of wheels.
Also, I feel like it's easier to define what a wheel is compared to what a door is. Cause what if they're not considered a door without a doorknob?
Well, I mean, what kind of, that's a wall.
No, get small, but maybe when there's no doorknob, it's just an opening or it's just a wall.
Okay. So like a sliding door, obviously doesn't have a knob, but
it's a door. Okay.
But I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. It's like, there are more things that are actually could be functioning
as a wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Versus doors, which are, you know, it's a door.
Yeah.
Right. But there are, like you said, the wheels in the watch are, most people wouldn't really, I didn't even think about that, bro. You blew my mind.
You know, when Harry Potter and Hagrid went into Diagon Alley in that brick room, is that a door?
That's one door and a billion fucking wheels, bro. Like,
just, I don't even think you can consider that as a door.
Yeah. Like, you think the safes, the banks, that one big door has like wheels inside, man.
Remember?
Right?
Like Gringotts?
Dude. I'm just saying... Right? Like in Gringotts, right? They have the one opening and then the safe opening, but then the wheel to the trolley, like that they take a mine cart down there.
Yeah.
Right? Fucking Expecto Patronum, bro. I'm telling you, I really think doors is the fundamental answer, right? It's like, because when you look around you, anyone who's listening right now, if you look around you, you probably see more doors than wheels.
But, and you know what? There are shoes that have wheels, dude.
Fucking roller skates, man.
Like roller skates and wheelies.
Dude, there are no shoes with doors, but there are shoes with wheels.
With wheels.
There are more items in the world that accessorize with wheels than with doors.
Right?
Right? That I really think it's wheels. Yeah,
that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
I really think it's wheels, man. If you include like cogs, because cogs are wheels.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, because we're not talking like, you know, when people think wheels, you think cars.
But no, there are not just wheels,
right? Is a windmill a wheel?
Windmill.
Windmill? Is a windmill a wheel?
I think it's a wheel. I think it is.
Right?
A wheel
and
tell
then,
you.
And then the windmill is, I'm sure, inside there's
cars. Inside there are multiple wheels.
Yeah. Have you seen The Hunchback of Notre Dame? Wait, I don't know. The clock tower?
Right? Dude,
he climbs the fucking clock tower on the side. He doesn't even use a door. You know? Think about it, Leche fan. I'm really like, I really like,
think about it.
I want to, I want to sway you, because I'd say 80% or 90% of the answers on the group chat, the group thing was doors. But just think, you know, think about this from what's the perspective, like theological. It's almost theological for me, right? The our Lord, our Savior, the wheels. That's really. Dude, no, I swear, dude. I thought about it for 2 hours. Like I didn't write it on, like I was listing shit on my notes app.
Yeah.
On my notes app. Like, what uses wheels and what uses, and I didn't even think about cogs. You only brought up cogs right now. So to me, I'm solidified on wheels. That's my final.
You know that meme where there's like a woman and a man on a bed, like they're lying down, and then the man is like on the other side. No.
Oh, okay. No, I don't know.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Oh, yeah. Is he out cheating on me?
He's probably thinking of another girl. It's you. Are there more doors?
I'm telling you, man, it's fucking.
Oh, God.
It's just open your minds, people. I feel like a cult leader, you know?
I feel, you know what? We talked about this more than the gas prices, the TTs, bro.
I'm telling you, it's like, I feel like there's got to be a cult out there that's like the House of Wheel, you know?
House
of Wheel. They fucking go there and they burn doors and they're like
more power to the wheels.
I've got a wheel power. Yeah, man. Anyway, Leche fans, let us know what you think.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. The Halal Show Leche Fam group. Oh, by the way, we had a I guess that ends the random Reddit for today. Unless you have any more thoughts, friend.
Okay, I'm leaning towards wheels now.
Okay. I'm glad. I'm so glad you see my way of thinking.
I'm leaning to
All right. All right, let's just shout out some Leche fans. No, but you know what? If there are more questions that you could post us where they're really, you could generate discussion.
True.
I really like thinking about this kind of stuff. Like I challenge my mind when it comes to me. Like, so there's a Leche fan that was at Yardstick Coffee. Now, bikers.
Yes, Ryan. Shout out to Ryan.
Shout out, man.
Who just approached me and is like, "Hey, are you Rika? I listen to the Halo Halo.
What's up, Ryan?
I listen to the Halo Halo show." And then I was like, "Hey, what's up, Ryan?" And we took a photo and stuff.
We have. Where is that? I'm trying to find the one where we asked some new Leche fans. Hello sa mga bagong Leche. Pakilala naman kayo. Isama niyong SSS. This one from Nazareth, who says, "Hello, isa kayo sa dahilan kung bakit napapadalas pag earphones ko. I discovered you guys on the IG story of a friend, and walang name ng yung friend namin, but shout out
baka to hindi talaga Nazareth. Sila friends.
Baka nga. Baka nakita
lang sa friends ba talaga ayo?
Silbing my recruitment na rin dahil nire-recommend ko kayo madalas sa friends.
Thank you.
And actually, that's a good reminder to, you know, to you rate our podcast 5 stars on Spotify? And could you also tell your friends about us? Let's see. Si JV is an OG Leche fan, I guess, who says, bakit nung batch namin walang paganito?
Galit yarn?
Ito si Aldrin. Saktong medyo bagong intermittent listener lang, kaya di pa ako makahabol sa mga ganap. na stumble upon ko lang sa IG story. No, sa IG tayo, ano ah.
How? What do you mean how?
I mean, nakakahatak tayo sa mga story. So I guess that's another reminder, Leche fan. Even though we're not super active on IG lately, sorry about that. If you listen to one of our mixes, it'd be great if you could just tag you can tag us, Hala Hala Show on IG. But you don't even have to tag us. Just show like, hey, listen to this podcast, The Hala Hala Show. If you want to convince people that there are more wheels than doors, you can like tag
please.
Them. This is the one. And MC Cow says, newbie here, but have been an avid listener to the show for 2 months now, Finn.
Wow. Dang.
So yeah, that's the shout outs to all the people on the group. So yeah, tell them our social media, Rika G.
It's at The Hala Hala Show, except on Instagram. And join our Facebook group. It's The Hala Hala Show, Leche Fam.
Mm-hmm. And we haven't done shout-outs in a while, so I'm just going to do those real quick on IG to Dr. or DRLH. Doctor, okay. I guess it's Dr. L. Adrian. Rika's watching a YouTube video behind
the screen. I'm not. It's just the Instagram stories.
Okay.
Automatically played.
Yes. Metzilicious to JP Carps, Ahan55, Good Monster, Riau Boo. Who else to La Cuacherang Isda? Shout out to R, to Andrea Santos, to OMG Ramoni Baloney. Cool name. Your Oliver's Rock and Rom and Darilia. And we have a bunch of other people. Sorry if we didn't shout you out the last few times. We haven't done it in a while. But thank you. Follow us everywhere. Rika already gave it. And you can email us thehalalashow@gmail.com. I know we had to let your fan mail. We don't have time to read it right now, but we have those on back.
Oh, really?
I think so. We do.
Damn.
Yeah, so send us an email. Just know that we have it, okay? Anything else you want to say?
That's it, you guys.
Converted Wheels disciple?
Team Wheels.
Team Wheels.
Wheel power.
Wheel power, baby. That's it?
That's it.
All right. Catch us again next week. I think we're going to release either Monday or Wednesday. Basta, just look for us on Spotify, rate us again, and extra song. I love the show.
Bye.
Wheel power.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.